tonight is Hedl's 31st career playoff game. The Rangers looking to repeat history as they're one win away from starting the playoffs 7-0, something they did in 1994. Puck taken away. Jack Roslovic navigating through over the blue line. Kreider on net, and Krejcikov making his first save of the series for him. Breaking up a couple of plays as Svechnikov sends the puck around the wall. The Hurricanes set it up. Here's Aho with it. Wrist shot. A save from Shesterkin. Rebound was available, and now Svechnikov gets it back.
There's some chances here on the power play for the Carolina Hurricanes. Good movement here once again into the zone. This wrister through traffic. Good save, and almost any loose puck they're pouncing on.
Here comes Evgeny Kuznetsov back into the lineup. He was scratched in game two for Max Comtois.
That was a good read by Kreider. Great one-time opportunity by Natchez. That's the look that the second unit was looking for. Find that one-timer. And he just misses wide on that blast.
Lifted in high by Slavin. It lands behind the net. Svechnikov, he's all over the ice on this shift. Orlov moves up to the net. They score! It's Gensel!
Yeah, he's getting hot, isn't he? You know what happens when he gets hot. He just continues to score. Svechnikov was super physical on this shift, and that's something they talked about. They know they have to elevate to be physical like the Rangers. He's a big body, throws his weight around, gets into the corner, swims a check, finds that back to the blue line, and then the redirection by Gensel in the net. Get to the net, present the target, Orlov head up, just gets it into that spot, perfectly redirected up over top of the blocker of Shesterkin and the Carolina Hurricanes with their...
Puck sent out by Hedl. Chatfield looking to get the Canes back in. A bad chance for the Rangers. They just, a passing run. Shesterkin shuts the door. What a save that was. Jake Gensel now on the attack. Gensel to Natchez. Natchez, a pass to the slot. A shot. Shesterkin to save, but we got a whistle here.
It's going to be a penalty. And then here's the penalty as the stick comes up. And it's Gensel that catches Miller in the face. It'll be a power play.
Round two. And Zibanejad, who's way up top, keeps, passes off. Now looking to shoot as Panarin, as he does. Krejcik on the rebound off the wall.
And has done a nice job filling in for Brett Pesce, who's been injured throughout the playoffs. He only played two games in round number one. Well, one in a bit. Got hurt in the second game versus versus the New York Islanders. And for D'Angelo, he brings that kind of emotion into the game.
Second period action underway. And here's a chance for the Carolina Hurricanes. My oh my, did Jordan Staal come ever so close?
Again, some real nice forechecking here for Staal. Nice little give and going. I mean, there's another great A. Look at that save, the position.
Gensel the shade. Gensel down low. Jarvis looks. Gensel takes it. He dishes, Jarvis, past Trouba, one-timer, Shesterkin shuts the door.
Get the puck to the net, good things happen. Created a couple of real good chances, though. There's a collision.
A huge one as Aho lost his stick, and now shorthanded, Zibanejad to Kreider, he scores! The third shorthanded goal for the Rangers in these playoffs. Chris Kreider at it again. This game is tied at one apiece.
220s go at it. And then on the ensuing play down the ice, what a pass here by Zibanejad. The little stop, backhand to forehand, and his number one target, Kreider, goes to the net. I mean, he just blasts up the ice. And a nice little redirection right at the last second to punch it by. Here's the collision here. Boom. And you know who's going to win that matchup. Kreider, the much bigger man, gets his feet moving as he recognizes this is an outnumbered rush. He blows by Brent Burns, and then that one attack on the backhand side. 38.
D'Angelo's pass. And now Krejcik. He's off to the races. Vinny Krejcik in. Krejcik. Jarvis to Gensel. Aho moves into position to take a pass. Gensel being worked over by Keandre Miller. And Kreider and Zibanejad again. Zibanejad to Grinder. Kochetkov with a terrific save. My goodness.
Turn it over. Pucks are bouncing. Another two-on-one. Kreider gets there, and great opportunity.
Nietzsche took the puck, and now he got it over to D'Angelo, who walks in. A pass, a lane to the net. Martinuk couldn't put it home. Shesterkin the stop. There's a shot from long range, and
defensively to break that up, and then D'Angelo up on the rush. Nice little pass in tight to Martin, but he gets it away in a flash. And has a real good look, looking again to go up over top of the right pad under the blocker of Shesterkin. He gets a piece of it with the pad.
Trocheck. Now in the Hurricane zone. Backhander off of Kochetkov. And a rebound stop on Lafreniere.
Backhand through, as you'll see. He just kind of throws it through there. And it's a toe pad save right out into the slot. I mean, I think that was going to obviously miss wide going to the corner. But for Kochetkov, he's just a reaction save. He kicks that pad out, punches it right out to Lafreniere, who's there. And then the net. I think he's got a great chance to get on the board. He's only scored one goal in the playoffs so far, but he has been sniffing and had another strong game. Yeah.
Anything to galvanize and get ready, right?
I like the fact that he's putting a little bit of that control in the player's hands.
Here's Lafreniere! He scores! The go-ahead goal in the third period for the New York Rangers from the youngster, Alexei Lafreniere.
And what a shot. He's been getting this shot away. Just a big-time play at a big-time moment. Great job to get into the zone. And Panarin with that beautiful little backhand pass. Fights off a check. And somehow he's able to get this over. Just a shovel pass into the middle of the ice. And Lafreniere is ready for it the whole way. And I know you heard Luke Gazdik talk about how he has elevated his game.
Burns. Svechnikov shot blocked. The puck near the net. Svechnikov fell to the ice. There's a blast from Shea. A stick broken. Oh! Andrei Svechnikov. He's the one who has stepped up.
The last couple of games, six shot on net. I mean, this puck pinballs around everywhere into the corner. The keep in earlier in the shift by Gensel. You go back to that, you have to keep plays alive. And he shoots this one past a sprawled Ranger. He holds on to it for that 1 millisecond more to make this goal. A shattered stick, walk it to the middle, and find this one through and beat Shesterkin high on the blocker side. Ties this game, and this place is erupted on Svechnikov's goal to tie this game. There's Kochetkov on the bench, pumping the glove, saying, yeah, that's what we needed.
Panarin got it into the Hurricane zone, dying seconds, and just like in game two, we're headed to overtime once again.
Well, Pyotr Kochetkov with another fantastic save on Chris Kreider. I mean, this is as good as an overtime goal if he scores this one.
In game three, a critical overtime. And for the Carolina Hurricanes, they need it desperately. Off the mark. Puck advanced. Lafreniere gets it back in. Orlov lost it. Tick! And they score! More overtime magic for the Rangers. Artemi Panarin, the hero this time in game three.
And here it is here. Neutral zone. Get it in hard. This has been the game plan for the Rangers. There it is. Turned over. Pick it up. Beautiful pass by Trocheck on the backhand side. And the bread man goes to work with a perfect little redirection to find it through Kochetkov for the game-winning goal. Lafreniere to Trocheck to Panarin. And this one is over. And you know, for the Carolina Hurricanes, Rod Brind'Amour said this morning, last year they were swept by the Florida Panthers. It didn't feel like a sweeping motion. We felt we played better in the series. He's got to feel the same way about this series with the Rangers, being down 3-0 after playing some great hockey. But Panarin, with a beautiful redirection, wins it.
And the New York Rangers remain undefeated, an incredible 7-0, victorious in overtime yet again.
Yeah, and this one's through the legs. He's got to lift up the left leg to get this one on net.